Item 2, visit by the Director of Civil Engineering and Development, paper number 43. Before the meeting, the CEDD has sent the paper to members, and the direction and of the works of the CEDD is also mentioned. The works undertaken by the CEDD in our district are also listed. May I welcome Mr. Horn, the director. Please take your seat. He is accompanied by Mr. Wong and Ms. Ho. We have a long agenda today. If the director doesn't mind, I hope he will be brief and precise. I'll just hand over the floor to Mr. Horn. Thank you, Chairman. I know that I don't have much time to talk to you. I just want to spend about 15 minutes on our department, our work, our structure, and then I'll leave some time for discussing with you. Our department was formed by merging two departments. One is the Civil Engineering Department, the other is the Territorial Development Department, so we are called the Civil Engineering and Development Department. We are the works agent for many government departments. Now we have the Civil Engineering branch, and we also have the Geological Office, Geotechnical Office. We also look after fill materials, and we look after slope safety. We also have project offices in four regions. On this side, we have the Kowloon Project Office. We also provide harbor development and also other kinds of development. First, infrastructure. This is our major task. And you can see that we have major projects, say Lian Tang, Heung Yun Wai crossing in the urban area on Hong Kong Island. We are doing reclamation on the northern shore. In Kowloon, we have the Kai Tak development. In Cheung Kwan O, we also have some developments. We form sites for public housing estates. And this term of the government attaches importance to housing, and we are working on a lot of sites to provide housing. In NT North, we work with the planning department to study NT Northeast development and Hong Shui Kiu development. On Hong Kong Island and in Kowloon, we also have works. In Kai Tak, we have the environment-friendly transit system or connection system. We try to find as many sites as possible for housing development. Now, we are conducting a consultation on land policy. We are now in the second stage. Now we propose a six-prong approach to supply more land. And we focus our attention on reclamation outside Hong Kong Harbour, outside Victoria Harbour, and also the use of cavens. We have proposed several reclamation sites, and we've proposed three caven projects. we welcome suggestions. As for port and marine projects, we are responsible for 124 kilometers of seawalls and breakwater, and many kilometers of breakwaters, and also waterfront promenade. We even provide heliports. As for geotechnical service, now this is a kind of risk management. You can look at the depths because of landslides. After 1977, we formed the geotechnical service, and then we try to grade our land into different categories, lands and slopes into different categories, and we will try to control risk. We have yet to finish our work in 2010. We have a long-term strategy for prevention of landslides. Now, because of extreme weather and because of projects which are close to natural slopes, there are risks, and therefore we need to manage such risks. And because of aging of man-made slopes, there are also risks, and we therefore select these man-made slopes for risk management. As for slopes owned by private owners, we identify the slopes and which are substandard and ask the owners to improve them. We do provide community service, and there is a hotline. If there is any maintenance order issued, maintenance order received, you may call us to seek professional advice. Now, as for sustainable development and environmental service, now we work on green master plans. Starting from 2007, we produce greening master plans. We've completed our work in Kowloon, and we are moving to the new territories. We also do greening on slopes and also in quarries, and we also provide greening service to large-scale projects. As for sustainable development, we also manage C&D materials, construction and demolition materials. In the past, we can use these materials to do reclamation, but about 10 years ago, we have stopped reclamation, and every year we have to use to bring these fill materials to Taishan. We have shipped about 5,600 tons of such materials to Taishan, and they have reclaimed more than 400 kilometers of land. We also serve the dead. A major project is the Sha Leng Cemetery, Sha Leng Columbarium. We are going to produce about 200,000 niches. In Yao Simong District, we have some projects, say prevention of landslides, such projects have completed. We have the barrier-free access projects, and the waterfront promenade project in West Kowloon. Yao Chimong is rather flat, and it doesn't have too many slopes. But at Signal Hill, we did several slope maintenance projects. This one, 2010, and we put in $3.14 million. This one, 2011, we put in $3.2 million. This one is bigger, $5.2 million, started in 2011, completed this year. As for greening master plan, this is the one for Tsim Sha Tsui. We've planted banyan trees. And as for the central divider, we've planted some palm trees on the central divider. This one is the northern shore of Yau Ma Tei Typhoon Shelter. We plant more shrubs to improve the environment over there. And next, barrier-free access. The government launched that in August last year. This year, we came, early this year, we came to the TNT committee and you chose these three areas. One is at Dang De Street, and there are two other locations. We are getting a consultant to do the study first, and then we'll proceed. We'll come back to the district council to brief you, and then we can start the design and works. As for advanced works for Tai Kok Chui Promenade, I think my colleague had come before you to explain that. It is just about 200 meters long and about 20 meters wide. We have similar project in Kun Tong and it's rather good. This one is in Hoi Ban Road, or rather it's Hoi Phai Road. There will be rain shelters and also a refreshment kiosk, some benches, and also an outdoor art gallery. As for the WKCD or West Kowloon Cultural Development, this is a government project. Earlier this year, we got money from the Let's Go to do the design. Our project will be completed in phases to tie in with the cultural development project in West Kowloon. I think I've used less than 15 minutes. Mr. Hong. I thank Mr. Horn for the report. There are some projects of the CDD in Mong Kok. Now concerning paper 735 CO, there are infrastructure which includes the flyover across the west harbor crossing portal. I don't know whether there is any problem of communication. The project 68551B Ma Chong Road expansion of flyover. They also come to us and brief us with regard to the expansion of the Ma Chong Road flyover. I think this one is linked with the flyover you mentioned. In fact, earlier in a paper by the Highways Department also came to brief us. Now, in response to the view of the TTC, they think there is no urgency of widening the footbridge of Ngao Cheng Road, or rather the flyover of Ngao Cheng Road. I just want to know whether the departments of communication among them is for the flyover crossing the WHC portal. This is a kind of traffic diversion, and it is also for emergency traffic, emergency vehicles. It is not to bring traffic from Hong Ham to the area when there is a show. There are performances in the Colosseum. Project 1B should be reviewed from time to time to see if there is a need for such a project. With regard to the footbridge across the WHC, I hope that can be done earlier. Mr. Lau Pakke, and then Mr. Chen Wai Kung, and Mr. Leung Wai Kun. Mr. Lau Pakke, may I welcome the director for coming to our district council. I saw a slide which just flashed for a second. This is about Sha Leng Cemetery. The director said that it is a service for the dead. There will be a columbarium. There will also be a funeral parlor. Now, in Tai Kok Choi, there is a funeral parlor, Kowloon Funeral Parlor. We have considered many options. It is too close to the residential buildings. Is it possible to relocate it by a land exchange arrangement? The planning department says that it is trying to find land in exchange for that site. Now, this is in Sha Leng. Will there be a funeral parlor in Sha Leng? Will this be put up for public auction? And will there be a long-term contract, or it is on a short-term contract? Is it private? Will it be run by the government or by private sector? Is it possible to relocate the Kowloon Funeral Parlor? Now, the Kowloon Funeral Parlor, is willing to move if there is land in exchange. Thank you, Mr. Chen Wai Kung. Thank you, Chairman. District councillors write to heads of departments very often, and I believe the heads of departments do receive many emails and letters, and I wonder the heads of departments are able to read each and every letter. Maybe the letters and emails are read by the secretaries. But I heard rumor that the director does read the emails and letters himself. Now, I wrote to the director once or twice, and I was given a response very quickly. So I just want to confirm whether the rumor is right or not. As for the greening project in my constituency, there was a problem. I wrote to the director, and the problem was dealt with swiftly. Now, concerning the trees and vegetation, they are growing very fast, and sometimes the sight line of pedestrians or drivers are blocked. If you can get your contractors to trim the trees and bushes more often, that will be better. Mr. Leung Wai Kun. Thank you, Madam Chairman, and thank you, Director. I'm here I want to square the account with you. It's about trees. Now, in order to strengthen the slopes in King's Park, you cut a lot of trees. You cut a large number of trees. I don't need to explain that. But I did support you, and I also organized some meetings with the people, with the residents, and finally we were able to complete the slope stabilization projects smoothly, and you gave the undertaking that you would plant trees here and there, but it seems that such a promise has not been honored. The situation is different from what is said by Mr. Chan Wai Kung. He said that the trees grow very fast, the trees in our constituency are not growing very fast. We don't see them growing either. In fact, we don't see them growing at all. Say, in the surface reservoir, there are many trees, but suddenly you cut them, and some cannot grow again.
So,
Director, I need to swear the hand with you, but this is not difficult at all, Director. In fact, the district officer, Ms. Ho, who's not here at the moment, she has been very kind to have organized an interdepartmental meeting tomorrow to look at the issues concerned, including the issue with trees. So, Director, it's very easy for you to honor your promise. After you leave this room today, please ring the colleague who will be attending the meeting tomorrow. Please tell him to brief us on this matter. Next, Ms. Kwan Sa-ling. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Director. And I'd like to ask Director to follow up on one issue. Greening in Tsim Sha Tsui. That was one of the pioneer projects under the Greening Master Plan. And two-thirds, approximately, of the place were ducked up for underground utilities and other installations. And after the works had been completed, what did they give us in return? Not plants, but concrete. And our local residents are very unhappy about it. You should have told us that after restoration, there would not be any plants. Things would remain the same. Well, you had good intentions. We wanted more trees in Tsim Sha Tsui, but in the end, the trees were removed. And we have little trees left. And this project cost a lot of public money, and it has done nothing but damage. So in the interest of the public, for the sake of environmental protection, Director, please follow up on this issue. Any other questions from members? No, not for the first round. So over to you, Mr. Han. Thank you, members, for your questions. Now, to reply to Mr. Holmes' point, that is about the linking route leading to the flyover of WKC, the authority. I need to know the details of the projects. In relation to the connection to WKCD, a very detailed TIA has been conducted on connection to the West Kowloon Highway. The connection points have been fixed and calculations have been made. Even after a mega event, when people have to leave the venue, there is enough capacity. And I would like to know the details of the project. Now, Mr. Lau Pakke's question was about Sha Ling's funeral home. And, well, in this diagram, you can see that we have done some blasting works, which created quite a large area, over 10 hectares of land. And we also built connecting roads, and there could be underpass as well as flyovers. And we are responsible for the blasting works. But time will be needed. We'll need to wait until 2020 before land is created. And then another department, the RKSD, will build the columbarium facilities. So if you talk about future operations, I think we're a bit too early to say that we need some planning and we need time to do it. We've just kick-started the work, so I'm unable to provide the information you need. Mr. Leung Wai Kun's question, I think we have dealt with the point raised. The point is whether we could push forward our schedule. Well, in fact, we are responsible for planting, and we have a two-year maintenance period as pledged. Following that, the maintenance work will be taken up by the LCSD. So if the plants are growing too fast, yes, we need to trim them so as to prevent any blockage of views. Now, about the compensation of trees in King's Park, I need to know the details again. If we can build such, or if we can have vegetation along the slope, if the situation allows, we will do so. But there might be constraints at the site preventing that from happening. So I need to know more details from you. For example, which slopes are involved, and what trees have we undertaken to plant. And I can ask my colleagues to follow up on these matters. Ms. Guan Xiaoling asked a question. Several years ago, we started the work on the greening master plan. And in the slide, you can see that we plant many trees along roads. Now, I'm not too sure about the case you mentioned. For example, after excavation work, there might be backfilling, and some shrubs or even trees might be dug up. Now, for works to be conducted, if trees are to be chopped, there must be tree compensation. Even if the works involve underground utilities, then if trees have been removed, then they have to be planted after the works have been completed. So I will need to get more details. Any more questions, Ms. Cole? Thank you, Chairman. I have two questions, Director. I heard from your presentation that there are two points. First is about the work surrounding the West Kowloon Cultural District. Apart from the Bamboo Theatre, works at the WKCD has experienced a delay. Now, about the project or the surrounding works, will adjustments be made accordingly? That's the first question. In Yao Qingmong, we have a lot of works recently. The Express Rail Link and West Kowloon. And the works generate nuisance. And we receive many complaints from local residents. Of course, we understand that if the road is excavated, well, there will be nuisance. So how can the government ensure that during the works, nuisance to local residents could be minimized? Or when new issues arise, how can the government ensure adequate communication with district councillors so that we can reassure local residents? Any other questions from members? If not, then I'll invite Mr. Hong to respond, and then we will conclude this item. Thank you, members, for your questions. The first question about the timetable for works surrounding WKCD, definitely things will be aligned. I don't know whether there is actually a delay. They do have a timetable. We have just sought funding from LegCo for a detailed design. Now, what we do is works in relation to government facilities. What they do is about the development of WKCD. and we do have close liaison with them, so there is nothing to worry about. Now, yes, we do have a number of projects in the district. WKCD is one. Express Rail Link is another one. Now, usually for major infrastructure projects, they will consult the district council and report to the council on a regular basis. As far as district management is concerned, they are responsible for managing the works site so that there shouldn't be frequent complaints, and there should also be a hotline for receiving complaints. And they should, of course, be in contact with district councillors so that you can also get hold of the situation at once. So I think they should report more frequently to the district council and seek members' views. Chairman, may I be allowed to follow up on it? Thank you, Director. I understand this framework. Now, say for example, the Express Rail Link project and the MTRCL have indeed come to report to us. However, during the construction stage, there might be unexpected incidents. In fact, they don't need to wait for our regular meetings. When there are problems, when there are complaints from residents, I understand that there is a complaint handling mechanism. But what if their work is not satisfactory? Can the CEDD play a role as far as monitoring their work is concerned? Apart from expressing our views to the MTRCL, can something be done at the same time? Because we would naturally ask the government departments. So will the department be monitoring the situation as well? I'm not talking about the overall framework. I am talking about the issues and problems arising during the construction stage. Director, well, we won't be monitoring them, but we have colleagues from the CDD at this district council. We can keep in contact with them. The highways department is monitoring the works. In particular, for the XRL project, I think the highways department does play a monitoring role. So you can contact the highways department. Lastly, may I respond to one more question? Now, what about the complaints? Whether I would personally read those complaints? Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Horn, for briefing us on the work of CDD and on the works in Yao Chim Mong District. Thank you once again, Director, for coming. So that concludes this item.